Okay, good morning. We are in the middle of Resh Samech Aleph. She is sponsored for a refuah shlema for Chava Bat Naima and Orit Bat Rachel Esther. So we're Resh Samech Aleph. We're in the middle, towards the end, but in the middle of Seif Bet. V'shiur zman ben Hashmasha tu shloshet rivei mil. Shehem mahalach elef v'chamesh meot amot kodem halayla. So what is Bein HaShemashot? It's this 13 and a half minutes, right? It's 3/4 of a meal, which is 18 minutes. There are obviously different opinions on what a meal is. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, when is the 13 minutes of Bein HaShemashot? It's right before the 72 minutes. Okay. For us, it's usually, for most of us, we hold this at 13 minutes right after Shkia. Haggah. Now, if you want to accept Shabbos early, you can start any time after Plaga Mincha. The Ikar time of Tosefet Shabbos we mentioned, but one is allowed to do Tosefet Shabbos this early. Okay, Gimel. Mi she'eno baki b'shi'ur zeh. Someone who doesn't really know when it's going to be beginning of Bein HaShemashot. So what do? You got to be extra careful. Right? Pretty simple. Yadlik ba'ot she'ashemesh barosh ha'ilanot. Make sure you can see the sun. It's setting. It's going down, but it's still above the tree line. It's not below the horizon. You can still see the sun clearly, and so that's when you should light. Because at this point, when it's just above the trees, when you're looking at a distance, so it's getting lower. So obviously, it's after plag and before shkia, and then you're safe. And it's very cloudy, you don't know what's going on. So nowadays we have clocks and watches, but they would use roosters. And based on their behavior, you would see when it's still daytime. Because once it gets dark, so then they're no longer sitting there. And if you're in a field and where there are no roosters, so you go by the ravens. Okay. Dalit. Achar aniyad barchu alfa pisha adayin yomhu. Once you answer to barchu after plaga mincha, so you accept the Shabbos. By answering barchu, you accept the Shabbos. We'll see a little bit more about this later when it comes to davening. If you didn't daven mincha yet, if you answer barchu, I think we also learned this before, that once you answer Baruch Hu on a Friday night, it's not the same as during the week, because it's not Shabbos, but on a Friday night, once you answer Baruch Hu, you can no longer do Mincha. Because you already declared that for you, it's already nighttime, it's already Shabbos. Eim arvin ve'eim tonim mishum duhu kabli l'shabbat aleh. Now, once a person said answers to Baruch Hu, it's automatically it's Shabbos. Now, even if it's below, way before sunset, right after Plaga Mincha, you're no longer allowed to do these things that we said you're allowed to do Bein HaShemashot. So accepting Baruch Hu verbally is more powerful than Safek Bein HaShemashot for what you're allowed to do and not do. Once you accept Baruch Hu, that's it. You can no longer, it's a Shabbos 100%. You don't get those Bein HaShemashot leniencies. It's only if, okay. When we said it before, that was, okay, let's finish reading for a second. Ein me'arvin ve'en tomnin mishum duhu kabli l'shabbat alei. So, right, we had akulas by Bein HaShemashot. You can still be me'arev and do hatamana. You can no longer, once you say Baruch Hu, ula didan, and according to us, Have amirat mizmor shir liyom haShabbat kaniyat baruchu ledidu. And the Shulchan Aruch, right in the Gemara, it says baruchu, and or the Rishonim, I forget where it says that first. But according to us, then when we say mizmor shir liyom haShabbat, so now he's at the end of the Rishonim period, and we have the custom nowadays of this whole tefillah of Kabbalah Shabbos. So once you said mizmor shir, that's you're verbally saying now it's Shabbos. Whenever a person says Mizmor Shir Yom Shabbos Friday night, he knows he's accepting Shabbos, and that's by definition what it is. And it's the same as saying Baruch Hu. There's a discussion by nowadays once you begin saying Lecha Dodi, if that's the same, or if it goes by Boichala, or if it still goes by Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, so it's a machloket, which one is Koveya, for different opinions. A lot of it has to do with what your mindset is. Mistamer, do you accept it when you say Boichala, Lecha Dodi, or Mizmor Shir? Not 100% clear. Okay. Okay, so now just to compare a little bit of Dalet to Aleph. So we learned Aleph yesterday. Today we're doing Dalet. It's a little bit. So in Aleph we read that once you accept it upon yourself, this is in the Ramah. He says, once you accept upon yourself, it's you're still allowed to do it. Once you accept upon yourself, you get the kulas of Bein HaShemashot. So Baruch Hu is different. Because either it's because it's referring to some say it's referring to a kabbal, the Baruch Hu of the Tzibur. So it happens to be a little bit of a machloket achronim, how to reconcile Aleph, or how to, it's not exactly a stira, but how to, when we say accept it upon yourself as the yachid versus Baruch Hu over here, and is it a Baruch Hu of your one private minyan? Or is it the Baruch Hu of the entire Tzibur? So, if it's at the Zman, when, let's say everybody would say Baruch Hu on a Friday night, the whole city says Baruch Hu Friday night, then a Yachid is Nigra Achrav after him, and they're after the Tzibur. And so as soon as the entire Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, and Davin's Baruch Hu, then everybody no longer gets this heter of Bein HaShemashot. If it's a individual Baruch Hu, so that's a machloket. If it's a yachid on his own, just accepting it without Baruch Hu, for sure, then you get all the heterim of Bein HaShemashot. And nowadays, when there's in most cities that we live in, there's so many different shuls, and everyone's doing Baruch Hu at a different time. So there's certainly more room to be lenient, unless you personally accepted Shabbos, you pretty much can benefit from Bein HaShemashot. It was coolest. Okay. Resh Samech Bet Lakadish Shabbos B'Shulchan Aruch V'Ksut Nekiyah. So now we have to be Mechabit Shabbos. All right. Okay. We already learned that Mechabit Shabbos is it's either a Kiyum Deraisa or at least Minhag Nevim, Kiyum of a Nevim. Okay. Aleph Yisader Shulchanu V'Yatziyah Mitot V'Tagen Kol Inei Habayit. So before Shabbos kicks in, it's important to prepare your house. The house looks nice. In particular, the salon, the dining room, living room area, and especially the table. And here when he says you should prepare the seats, it's presumably referring to, Mishnah Berurah says it, referring to the couches or the seats that you sit at the table. That those are, we're not talking about your beds. Those are also good to prepare, have it all nice and ready ahead of time. But in particular, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the chairs or sofas that they sat at the table. Okay? Haga, v'yeh Shulchano Aruch kol yom ha-Shabbat, and it should be, your table should be set nice for all of Shabbos, v'chen ha-minag, and that's the custom. Right? Have a nice tablecloth, have it nice and clean. V'en l'shanot, and we should not deviate. Right, famous Chazal, Shabbos Kuf Yotet, when you come home, the two malachim come home, and they follow. The good angel and the bad angel, and however your house is, when you come home from Shul, they should say, wow, this is the way it should be from Shabbos to Shabbos. And so obviously, it's great to have it ready. And obviously, the famous story, I'll just share, one of the reasons why we cover the challah, right, I think we're going to get to there. Yeah, we'll get to there. It's to make sure that we don't embarrass the challah. So make sure when we come home, right, the challah doesn't really care. It's to teach us to make sure that when we come home, we're in a good mood. And even if the house is a mess, that we shouldn't be mad at anybody, especially when there's kids. It's, we don't realize, we think everything is easy at home, but when we come home, it's often, even if when we come home, all of a sudden the kids are quiet. It could be when we were gone, it was complete chaos. And who knows what's going on. So, okay. Most important is to be pleasant and not embarrass anybody. But, yishtadel shiyu lo bedadim na'im l'shabbat. And it's important that we have nice clothing for Shabbos. We spoke about this. V'im yavshar lo lefachot yishalshel. If you can't have a special jacket, so at least do something. Like they often had, they had long coats. They would roll up or button up, and so, you know, have it so that they can work and not get in the way. So at least do something with your clothing. If you only have one jacket, at least add a tie or do something so that you show it's Shabbos. Okay. I know the midas ha'ashirim. He writes, perush yishal shalom klapei mata. Let them roll down. Shiyu aruchim. They should be long. Kemidas ha'ashirim, like the rich. Shayoshim beveitam, even when they sit in their houses, they have long coats or robes. Okay, lefachot yishal shel begadav lamata derech kavod. That's the way of honor. I'll just share. Mishnah Berurah points out it's really important to be mechabed Shabbos with not with your body and with your clothing and eating and drinking. Harezim meshubach. Might I add, it's also important to mechabed Shabbos by making others happy. Your appearance, your attitude, and your behavior. The Zohar points out how it's so important that there should be no machlokas on Shabbos. Right? Very, especially between man and wife. Very famous, lo tevaru esh, drash. It's not only the physical fire, it's also our attitudes. Okay, Gimel. Yilbash begadav hanaim v'yismach v'vi'at Shabbat ki yotzei likrat ha'melech ki yotzei likrat chatan v'kala. When you accept Shabbos, you should be so happy, like you're greeting a great king or a chatan v'kala. Deribi chanina me'ate fekai befanya demalish shabbata, that he would wear a talis or cover his hair, whatever it meant, I'm not sure, but he would cover his head, he would do some kind of an ituft or wear a special clothing or a coat for Shabbos. V'amar bo, and he would say, come, v'neitzei likrat Shabbat malkata, let's greet the Shabbos queen. Ribi yanai omer bo'ikala. And from that, we have our famous Lecha Dodi, which has those words, Bo'ikala, Bo'ikala. That's when we Gimel. V'yalbish atzmo v'bigdei Shabbos miyad achar sharachatz atzmo. And right after you bathe on Erev Shabbos, you should put on your bigdei Shabbos, your clothes for Shabbos. V'zeu kavod haShabbat. And this is kavod Shabbos. V'alkein. Lo yirchatz l'shabbat ela samuch l'erev. So it's good to take one. It's better, obviously, if there's not going to make any issues, it's better to do it in the afternoon, closer to Shabbos versus in the morning. She'al bish atzmo miyad, so that this way you can put on your Shabbos clothes immediately. Okay, I think we're ready for the next. Resh samach gimel. Miva mira madlikin. So now we're discussing hadlakas neros. Hadlakas neros, that's one of the seven famous mitzvos derabanan that we say a bracha on. Okay, and lighting candles, we know lighting candles is a chova from Chazal. It's part of Onik Shabbos, of Shalom Bayit. It's all connected, right? If you don't have Shalom Bayit, it's not Onik Shabbos. And when you light, you can also be at the same time in Mekayim, Kiyum Shabbos of Zachor, or Kavod Shabbos at least. So, okay, you're Mekayim both. But it's also a mitzvah derabanan. Okay, very good. Aleph. Yehei zahir la'asot ner yafeh. You should make sure you have a nice candle. It should light well, or it should look nice. Okay? Mishnah Berurah says you should have this in every room should be lit up. In other words, there should be a certain amount of light, so that wherever you walk, you're not going to trip and then blame someone else for leaving their shoes around and get mad at anybody. Or toys, whatever it is, there always should be enough light a little bit so that you can see. For us, it's very easy. You just have a light on in a bathroom or a hallway, and that's enough light so that you won't, to avoid any issues. Okay. V'yesh mechavnim la'asot shtei petilot, echad keneged zachor, ve'echad keneged shamor. And he says there's a custom to have two candles, or two wicks, right? Depends if your oil, what you're using. But basically, it's two candles. One is for Shamor, one is for Zachar. Okay, we know obviously some have a custom. Here, let's keep reading. You can have as much as you want. Right? Usually, I think the main custom is one per person in the family. Now, if a person doesn't have, Mishnah Berurah points out, it's best to have the light the candles and to say the bracha where one eats. Okay, I think that's the most common accepted. That's the best place to light and to say the bracha. And if you're going to light in multiple rooms, to say it there. And if there's not enough money is very tight that week, it's fine to light one. And he points out it's better to have one good candle than one that's going to be, than two that are flickering or very dim. Okay? Right, quality is important. What he points out, Mishnah Berurah, is to point out that to light from one candle to another, so certainly one is allowed to. These candles are for Hana. You're supposed to get benefit from these candles. There's no Isra whatsoever. It's not like Nerot Chanukah. Chanukah, you're not allowed to get benefit. Shabbos, you're supposed to get benefit. But he says, because of Bizui Mitzvah, so some write, you shouldn't take from one candle to another to light each other. Some say you're allowed to. Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to. But he does say what you shouldn't do is to use a match, to take a match from one candle to another, because then it looks a little bit more like, it's a little bit more, could be considered like a bizayon, because it looks like you may be using it for something else. Even though the candles are right there. So some argue you're allowed to use, it's not a bizayon to take one match from one candle to another if it burns out. So two different opinions on that. Okay. So he says you're allowed to have, here, let's read the Rama. Ha'isha sheshachacha pam achas. It says the word Isha, but usually she's the one who's lighting and in charge. Obviously it depends. Ha'isha is that lights, and she forgets one Shabbos to light. Madlechet kol yamea shlosha neirot. In other words, you add one. You always have to, for the rest of your life, you add an extra candle. If you always light two, now you light three. If you normally lit four, now you light five. And that's the minhag, both by Sfardim and Ashkenazim, that there is such a minhag. Okay. Now this is a knas to remind us to not forget next time. You can always add more. That's not a problem. Just you can't detract. So it's fine. So that's why there is this knas. No problem. Now what happens if you have light in the house, right, from another room, but you didn't light the candles for Shabbos, but you do have some light and there is some light to see. So Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa says there is still a knas. Rav Avad Yosef says there's not a knas. Okay, two opinions. How to deal with that. But they do say, everyone agrees, I believe, if there's an onus and a wife did not light, then there is no knas. Some cases of knas could be, she's busy taking care of a sick person and can't get to the candles. Or some other family disaster. I don't know, it could be diapers, it could be something that spilled, something with the food, and then before you know it, you're dealing with an emergency, so to speak, and all of a sudden the sun sets and you miss the time. So that's called an onus. But if you see this happening, try and get someone else in your house to call them to light for you. They point out a Baal Tshuva who never lit week after week after week. Obviously doesn't have to start lighting now. It's not shaykh to say a knas. Now what happens if a person thought they had plenty of time? And then all of it, they miss, their clock stopped. Or they realize they misbudgeted their time. They thought that they have time, but they didn't realize that their clock is wrong. And now they run out of time. What do you do? So then, many say that is an onus. If you thought you had more time, I mean, it depends which case exactly. But, Rav Avad Yosef, for example, says that's for sure an onus. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes, it might be an onus. I don't know, on a minhag like this, I would assume that you go lakula. Shevet Alevi says, no, you still get the knas. If you thought you had more time, you should have been more careful. So, okay, different approaches on the knas. I think we'll do bet. Okay, bet. Echad anashim v'echad anashim chayavim levivateyem ner daluk b'shabbos. Doesn't matter if the wife is home, the man is home, anyone in the house, there's people there for Shabbos, the house needs to have somebody light. That's part of the gzera. You'll see it's a twofold thing. Everyone has to make sure that they light or someone lights for them, and every house has to, that there's somebody in there, has to be light, right? Because it's because of Onik Shabbos and Shalom Bayit. So that applies everywhere where there's people. Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's man or woman. Right? If the woman is not home, obviously the man should light, or he can appoint kids to light if they're bar mitzvah. Okay. Afilu ein lo ma yochal shoel al petachim v'lokeach shemen u'madlik etaner shezeh b'chla onek Shabbos. Even if a person doesn't have what to eat, you go around knocking on doors, you go around asking for help to get at least money or candles, one candle, two candles to light. And this is part of Oneg Shabbos. If a person, the first priority Mishnah Berurah points out is that there should be bread. If you only have minimal funds this week, something happens, and you only have enough to get bread, you get bread. Afterwards, what comes first? Then comes candles. Candles come before all other food. Okay, and obviously meat comes afterwards. That's also important if you can afford it, but that comes afterwards. Shalom Bayit comes before meat. All right, and it's a lesson all around. Okay, Gimel. Hanashim uzarot bo yoter mipnei shemutziyo b'bayit v'asko b'torcha b'bayit. Okay, so which takes precedence? The woman. The woman is more responsible. It's also more of a zechut for her and more of a responsibility for her. So if generally speaking, it's the woman who lights, and she's the one who's more obligated. Why? Because she's part of the home. She takes care of the house. She's always there. She's in charge of running the house to an extent, or not to an extent. Okay. So therefore, that's her domain. She gets the honors and the responsibility. Also, according to Chazal, she was also one of the first main, whole story of Adam and Rishon, who first brought the food from the Eitz Hadaat. Was it the woman? Was it Chava to Adam, or Adam to Chava? So we know it was from Chava. So Chava caused the ner of the world to be extinguished. What's the ner of the world? That's the neshama. Because by eating from the Eitz Hadaat, death was brought into the world. So as a tikkun, she is more responsible when it comes, right? Because the candles is the ner of the represents the neshama. So she has more responsibility from that perspective. Okay, or it's more for her to have a tikkun. Okay, obviously, if it's a husband and wife and he wants to light some of them, it's okay if they both light. That's not a problem. Okay, whatever they want. Okay, not that that's too common, I'm sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go on. Im en yado maseg liknot ner l'shabbat ula kiddush hayom, which takes preference, ner or kiddush, right? Ner shabbat kodem. So if you only have money for one, you worry about the candles. And you could also say kiddush on the bread. Which is more important, ner Shabbat, ner Chanukah? Ner Shabbat kodem. Shabbos comes first. Why? Mishum shalom bayit. Right? That's one. That trumps almost everything, right? If not everything. The ain shalom bayit below ner. There is no peace in the house without a candle. Okay. Okay, Dalit. The imen yedom esag liknot yain lekiddush veliknot ner lechanukah. Look ahead. Okay. Let's go on. Dalet. Lo yaktim lemaher lahadliko be'od ayom gadol she'az eno nikar shemadliko lechavot Shabbos. Now, one should not light too early, because then it's not nikar, it's not obvious or recognizable that you're lighting for Shabbos. That's if you light before plaga mincha, it doesn't count. You have to light candles after plaga mincha. So if you light candles before plaga mincha, it's a bracha levatala, and you gotta light again with the bracha. V'gam lo yi'acher, but you can't do it too late, right? You can't be lighting candles on Shabbos itself, very important. If you want to accept Shabbos early, no problem. And with the bracha, no problem. Light candles. Since you're accepting Shabbos, right? You can't light candles, or you're not supposed to light candles, let's say an hour before you want to accept Shabbos. But if you're accepting Shabbos early, then it's perfectly legit to light candles and accept Shabbos early. But the earliest is plaga mincha. And right, we're going to see what to do later if you want to accept Shabbos. If you want to light candles but not accept Shabbos. It's going to come up a couple times, so we'll wait when we get there. And many point out it's important to light candles. When you light candles, that there should be no light in the room. It may just be a chumrah, but there's an inyan. If you're going to light in your dining room and all the lights are on, lechatchila one should turn off the lights and then relight them. Because then otherwise it's almost superfluous. And especially in our homes, it could be so lit up. What are the lights? What are the candles doing? So it could be okay. V'im haya haner daluk mibaod yahayom gadol yichabenu v'yachzur v'dlekenu letzarech Shabbos. Right? That's coming from the Ramah. And if it was lit, you should. If it was already lit, you should extinguish it and then relight it. Hey, kishiyadli kivarech baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam asher kiddushanu v'dam v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat. Right before you light, you should say the bracha. What is it? Asher kiddushanu, that Hashem commanded us. Right, one of the mitzvahs derabanan to say a bracha. V'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. Everybody agrees. No machloket. Echad ish ve'echad isha. Makes no difference, man or woman. Gam bi yom tov tzarich levarich lahadlik ner shel yom tov. Everyone agrees. For yom tov, you say a bracha. However, Pashtus right now, we're assuming you have to say the bracha before you light, because it's every mitzvah has to be over l'siyatan. You have to say the bracha and then light. What about Yom Kippur? When it's not Shabbos, right? Or even if it's Shabbos, did you mention Yom Kippur? Yesh mi she'omer shelo yevarech. There is an opinion that says when you light candles for Yom Kippur, you do not say a bracha when you light candles. You just light them without a bracha. That's the opinion of the Gra. And some others. Not to say a bracha. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Yom Kippur over there, it's the wording is that actually, interestingly enough, the exact opposite. There he says, Yesh mi she'omer she'mevarech. And here he says, Yesh mi she'omer she'lo mevarech. Okay, two different nuschos. So what's his real opinion? I don't know. Yesh mi she'omer. Okay, so we just said, now the general minhag by most homes is you do say a bracha on Yom Kippur, even if it's just for Yom Kippur. That is the general minhag. And so it's not a bracha levatala, but there is two opinions. Why? Because Yom Kippur, the Gemara Mishnah says, why do we light candles for Yom Kippur? There's two minhagim in the Mishnah. One actually does light, and some purposely don't light. And each one is mechavin for the same reason, so that it shouldn't lead to the man and wife being together in bed that night. Because it's Yom Kippur. So, one feels that the light helps, and one feels it doesn't help. It's dark, so you don't see your wife, you don't get aroused, or the light might keep you away, but you're not supposed to be with your wife with the lights on. So that's the idea. But some say that once there is a minhag to light, or there always was a takana, therefore there's also a takana of shalom bayit. The Gra says, what do you mean? The whole thing is for sure a minhag one way or another, and we don't make a bracha on a minhag. So, anyways, okay, let's go on. Haga, yesh misha omer. No, we'll stop. We'll stop here out of time today.